positive reaction to that now in the country. But we have to not only just be highlighting the disappointments with President Obama and the Democratic-controlled Congress, we also have to be offering up our own solutions about how we would make it better. So we have to do both.
What do you say to somebody who argues he campaigned for the better part of 2 years on overhauling the nation's health care system and didn't make any difference?
I would say the exact opposite. He stood here in Iowa on the night he won the Iowa caucuses and said that he was going to reform health care, and he promised that he was going to do it on a bipartisan basis with Democrats and Republicans. And he then went out to Washington, D.C. and crammed down our throats one of the worst pieces of legislation in the modern history of the country on a completely partisan basis. And he didn't live up to his promise.
Governor, how do we go back? How do we undo some of the stuff that Obama has passed?
Well, it's going to be hard work, but one of the best ways we can do it is to get conservatives elected in November, retake control of the Congress, and then get about the business of reforming health care in a true and effective sense. And it needs it. I mean, the health care system in this country is broken, but one of the main problems with the health care system is the costs. And we need to have a market-oriented solution to try to bring down costs and to give people more choices, not a solution that brings everything into Washington, D.C. I mean, the federal government is out of control. I mean, they're taking over banks. They're taking over the student loan industry. They're taking over the mortgage industry. They're taking over the car companies. They want to take over the energy industry. They want to take over the healthcare industry. And I and a lot of other conservatives just had enough. And the answer doesn't reside in pushing everything into Washington, D.C. and making it all a big bureaucracy. The answer resides in putting individuals in charge, and to the extent we can afford it, giving them some financial assistance, but do it in a marketplace. Let them function in the marketplace, not have big bureaucracy. So there's a lot under the hood of all that, but that's the general direction. I mean, they view the world as a big General Motors 1970s bureaucracy, one-size-fits-all standard approaches to public policy solutions. We view the world as Apple 2011 and iPhones, where individuals have information on their fingertips. They make the decisions when and how they want, what's best for them and their family. So it's really a General Motors 1970s versus Apple 2010 metaphor.
Governor, is it practical to believe that we can just repeal the bill that was passed this year, or do we need to look more carefully at trying to make changes to the law?
Well, I think the bill is so bad in so many ways that it would be better to start over. But it needs to be reformed at a minimum, dramatically reformed at a minimum, but it might even be better to start over.
Any ideas how you're going to start it over? Like what you might or may not put there?
For example, there's a lot that we can do and should do, but unfortunately, President Obama missed an opportunity to do this together with conservatives and Republicans. There's a lot of stuff they could have agreed on if he would have set aside the things that were most polarizing and most partisan and lived up to the promise he made in Iowa on caucus night, that we would have had a bipartisan solution and a better bill. But Minnesota, for example, is the highest concentration or use of health savings accounts in the country. For those who use them, choose to use them, they work and save some money. We have a number of reforms around trying to, like I mentioned in the speech, getting people information about price and quality, let them decide with their health care. If they need financial assistance, give it to them. If they can't afford it, but let them decide. So those are the directions that we need to head.
One more question.
Talking about the upcoming elections, are you thinking about throwing your hat in very soon, or are you just going to continue working with your PAC and endorsing candidates?
I still have a day job. And so I'm governor of Minnesota through this year. I'm the vice chair of the RGA, so I'm helping in governor's races and all around the country. And then we have this PAC up and running. And that's enough to keep me busy and make a difference in 2010. And then once that's all done, and we hopefully make a positive impact in 2010, we'll decide what's next. But I haven't decided that yet.
Do you think you'll be making any endorsements here in Iowa then?
In terms of federal PAC? Yeah. Yes, we will.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Governor.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Governor. Good to see you.